Well, this is the hour we're going to take your calls with Yvonne Smith as we talk about alien abductions, questions, stories. Jump aboard. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Yvonne Smith with us. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Yvonne, we have heard that one of the best abduction cases ever was the Barney and Betty Hill case. Would you agree with that?
I think so. My gosh, that was the first really public case, I guess I could call it, of missing time. I mean, nobody knew what that was back then. And when I watched the film, I'm sure you watched it with James Earl Jones and Estelle Parsons.
Great movie.
I mean, I think they did a great job back then. But, oh, yes, it was all there. It was they didn't remember why they got home so late, and they were having dreams, and you know, and my gosh, poor Barney, he went through a lot of trauma. I think he missed work, and oh gosh, yeah, it's all there. It's the cases that I work with on a daily basis.
Tell us a case, no names given, of one of your most incredible cases.
Oh my gosh. Well, of course, the very first case that I worked with, it was the double abduction of the two brothers. And they're in my book, in Chosen, Jesse and John Long. That case really put it on the map for me because their conscious memory was the same when they hypnotized both of them, of course, separately, privately. It was so many similarities. And Jesse, who was hypnotized first, and he used to live out here because he worked in the entertainment industry, he never, ever talked to his brother about the results of the sessions because he wanted to know. So I want to know if this is real, if we actually experienced this. And back in the 90s, if you remember the show called Encounters, they flew me to Tennessee to work with his brother John before Jesse moved back there. They're both back there now, but they did an incredible segment on this case. It's probably on YouTube now, from what I heard from people that have seen it. But there's so many different aspects of that case. When I was flying home from Tennessee, I just looked out the window and I thought, oh my God, if I see a UFO right now, that'll be it. But I thought, this case, this is real. You know, I went home and said, this is real. That it was the double abduction. I had another double abduction case of two women that were on the 101 freeway. They're also in Chosen, but I'm not this. I use pseudonyms. And the same thing, they experienced missing time. They both got home so late that their husbands were furious. And to top it off, they were driving home from a MUFON meeting in Ventura County.
Jeez.
So you know, be careful when you drive home from meetings or you go to conferences. And really, no joke, people have had abduction experiences at UFO conferences. In fact, you mentioned my book, Coronado, that's about one mass abduction case that happened in 1994 on Coronado Island. But when I speak at the UFO Congress and I host the sessions, the abductee sessions, support group, people come in from all over for those. And when I have them raise their hand at the beginning of the week, how many here think they've had an experience while they've been here? You know, maybe a couple hands go up. By the end of the week, of course, there's more people that come into the experiencer sessions. Oh, my gosh, probably maybe 50% of the room, you know, raise their hands. A couple of my serial members had experiences at the Congress 1 year. So don't want to scare anybody, but, you know, this could happen at any time, anywhere.
Since you've been doing this, What drives you? What keeps pushing you?
Oh, my gosh. It's the people. It's the cases, my clients. When I get feedback, as I shared before, when people tell me I would have committed suicide by now, when they tell me, oh, my God, I was so afraid of hypnosis, but I don't know why I waited so long. This has really helped me. Their depression has lifted. You know, we all have to function in life. We all have to go to work. We all have to pay bills. And so, you know, my first goal as a therapist is to get them functioning and get those PTSD symptoms just, you know, cut in half, you know, let them dissipate, get that fear behind them so they could function. And then we'll look more into, you know, the case, into the research. But all these cases, as you know, are all very similar. But it's the people, and it's zero. It's the support group. They're like my family. We laugh, we joke, you know, everybody shares their experiences, even the recent experiences. So it's, you know, I feel this 31 years later, I feel very fortunate to be doing this work. And more so, I feel very fortunate to have been able to work with people like Bud Hopkins, David Jacobs, John Mack, Dr. John Mack.
The heroes of this field, I'll tell you that.
Oh, John Mack was so, you know, he wasn't into his ego. He was so gracious. Whenever, you know, he would talk to me, oh, we would love to have you, Yvonne. We'd be honored to have you. I mean, that's how he was. And I learned so much from all of them that I am very grateful to have been able to spend time with them to discuss cases, because that's so valuable. But, you know, it's so... anyone listening out there, we've worked together. It's all of you that have kept me going. When I get the feedback, when I get the positive feedback, it's just kept me going all these years.
Let's go to the calls. Wildcard line. Julie's with us in Michigan. Welcome to the program. Hi, Julie. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi there. I had in my late teens, early 20s, a recurring experience, and I've never heard anyone talk about this in conjunction with abductions, but I always felt it might be related, and that is I'd wake up in a different part of my house other than my bedroom where I slept each night, and I would awake to almost like strands of electromagnetic, like lightning strands in a way. And it would be like a pulling sensation, and I'd always wake up saying, Mom, get it away, get it away. And I've remembered this all throughout my lifetime. I'm in my 50s now. And I always just wondered, have you heard of any other abductees talk about, like, seeing some kind of electromagnetic strands in conjunction with abduction?
Similar. Not quite the same description, but from how you're describing it, I've heard similar descriptions of something like that. They're also the hair on their body stands on end. They feel electrified. I don't know if that's the right word, but also you waking up in different parts of your house. I've heard that many, many times.
Not knowing how they got there either.
Oh, exactly. Is it Julie? Julie, right?
It's Julie, yeah.
Julie, when you experienced this, how did your body feel?
Like it was being pulled, and also as if I had no ability to control myself, like frozen.
Like you're paralyzed?
Paralyzed.
Like sleep paralysis almost.
Yeah, like sleep paralysis, but I was literally awake. It was kind of like sleep paralysis where people describe in between wake and sleep, but it's really strange because it would be like these multiple strands surrounding me, and they were like lightning strands, we'll say, just to best describe it. It was like electric lights in a way. I don't know. It's strands of them, though. And I haven't heard it in a long time, but it was in my, like I said, later teens, early 20s.
And this was a regular occurrence during those ages, right?
Yeah. I mean, not regular like every night, but once in a while, to the point that I've never forgotten it. And also, sure. I've had like life-saving psychic experiences. And I'm negative, so I kind of always wondered if I had some type of abduction or...
Rh negative, that's it.
Well, if you feel that you might want to explore, why don't you go to my website, if you'd like, and I have questionnaires there. I have an information kit listed. You can read the information and... You could submit the questionnaires, and then I can contact you. We could talk a little bit more about this, more in detail, and see, see if you're ready to explore, if you'd like to do that.
All right. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate your call. Hope you work everything out. Of 20 people who claim to be abducted, how many, what's the percent, Yvonne, that they've been abducted by ETs?
All I can cite is the Roper organization. They did several. I know they did them in the 90s when Bud and I think David was involved in it. But also in the early 2001, they conducted a poll where it came out where, 50% or one in 50 American adults have experienced something anomalous that could point to an abduction experience. And I truly believe that because of the rate of people that I get. And when I talk about, I'm just talking to somebody, like say the banker or, the grocery clerk, and they ask me what I do or whatever, the subject comes up and they'll tell me, I didn't know who to talk to about this, or I think I had this experience, but I was afraid to say anything. It's very widespread, very widespread.
Have you ever had anybody cry under hypnosis?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. Oh, yes. Men and women.
Do you have to pull them out fast? Pull them out of it?
No. I always ask because they still have that choice, the capability of, when I say, would you like to continue or do you want to come out? And some of them will say, no, I want to continue because they waited so long that even though they're frightened and they're reliving the trauma, they want to know. They want to know what happened. Others will say, yes, I want to come out. I've had enough. And everyone is very different. So I never know what's going to happen in a session until we get there. When people ask me how many sessions will it take, that's hard to answer because everyone is so different. I've been working with some of my clients since I've started this is for almost 31 years because the experience is ongoing. And say they came to me for a recent experience that they want to explore, then they decide to come back and start going back in the childhood. And that takes time. The work is very tedious.
Sure.
And it takes patience.
Mark in Baltimore. Take it away, Mark.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call, George. I really appreciate it. A great show. And thank you for being a guest on the show, Mrs. Smith. I want to finish a story I started a long time ago. And this was after about a year after a UFO conference that I attended in New York City. My girlfriend and I, Dana, we were hosted by the late, great Mr. Timothy Green Beckley. And later on, she became a contributing writer to UFO Universe magazine. And he accepted, he checked it out, and he accepted an article of she, not me, but she was my ex-girlfriend Dana was on a train traveling through Pennsylvania with multiples of tens and tens of people in the same car. Something, apparently, they saw something over top of the train car, and people were removed from the car. Photographs were taken. There was documentary evidence, and the late Mr. Beckley did a lot of checking out on the story. He published it in his UFO Universe magazine, and it's good to know that in those time periods, the 80s and 90s, and certainly with the Betty and Barney Smith case, of course, that matter is getting the attention that it merits.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And that's why I thank George for doing these shows. We have to keep this out there. The people have to know that this is very real. It's serious and it's very real.
Would you call it dangerous too, Yvonne?
I don't know if I'd call it dangerous. It certainly is traumatizing. I don't have cases where anyone has, been really harmed.
Or hurt.
I mean, they certainly perform examinations and experiments, and they certainly have affected, the female body, women have had gynecological problems, and
do they try to repair you or fix you health-wise?
They do at times, and that's very interesting because for whatever reason and why they choose certain people to do healings or they fix them or but they do that, and I don't think they do it for, they mainly do it because they need us to be functioning, to work for their agenda.
Whatever that agenda might be.
Whatever that agenda might be. And I'm hoping, George, that we find out in our lifetime. I keep asking them to give me answers, and I haven't gotten any yet, so... but I would certainly, you'd be the first one to call if I do get answers.
Perfect. Are you convinced that this is a episode that's dealing with some kind of extraterrestrial presence from other planetary systems, or is it dimensional? What do you think it is?
It could be, it could be all of the above. I feel that, yes, they are extraterrestrial. They do come in craft that, as we know, tracked on radar, and those Navy pilots saw them flying by. And but then there's there's those other instances that they come in and out, they zip in and out as they please. Are they existing in a parallel universe? Where they could do that. I mean, there's so many questions that, we don't have answers to yet.
And what about the people who have been abducted but not brought back? What do you think of that?
Well,
think about that. I want you to answer that when we come back in a moment. That's the scary part. And we'll be back in a moment with Yvonne Smith and take final calls as we talk about alien abductions. So get ready. On our next Coast to Coast program, I'll be talking with Chris Alexander about horror films, and then later on in the program, those Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with Yvonne Smith, our final segment here. Yvonne, of course, you deal with a lot of people who have been abducted, and of course, they're here. But what are the possibilities of those people who have been abducted, but they're not here? They're just not brought back.
That is such a frightening thought, isn't it?
It is.
It certainly is a possibility. When you posed that question before the break, I thought about David Pilatus.
Yep.
His work. Oh, my gosh.
And also, hundreds of thousands of people on this planet disappear every year, and nobody knows where they are.
That's what's so frightening about this. When I saw a couple of his videos, and how some of these people just vanish.
Poof.
I mean, how do we explain that? Now, it could be that they were taken, you know, by a UFO. But, oh, gosh.
And beamed up or something.
I don't have any reports, at least yet, of somebody that hasn't been brought back. You know, I haven't had family members inquiring or anything like that. But
have you ever had a family member come to you and say, I don't know where my brother is or my sister or somebody? They're just gone.
No.
That's never happened.
No, I don't. Oh, my gosh. In 31 years, that hasn't happened. But like you say, and you cite all of those people that vanish every year. I mean, that. Where do they go?
And these are real cases. They're real people.
These are real cases, yes. And that's why I watched David Polite. I hope I'm saying his last name right.
Yeah, that's good. He was just on with us a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so sorry, I missed it. But I'm fascinated by how he describes these people just missing. Or a young child that supposedly traveled, a couple miles by themselves over heavy terrain. And he has that one case that was on one of his videos about that. That, I don't know.
That's scary stuff.
It certainly is possible that, you know, they were just taken. They were just taken and they haven't been brought back yet. And the only picture I have in my mind is the end of the Close Encounter of the Third Kind. When all those people came out of the mothership.
But they were at least brought back.
They brought back. So are these people going to be brought back? You know, I mean.
And who knows when? 200 years from now? 300? Who knows?
And can you imagine their families?
Oh, my God.
You know, what they're going through.
It's horrible. Let's go to Helen in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Helen.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
That's quite all right.
It happened in the late 40s, and this woman told me about an experience she had where she was, I guess you would call it assaulted, and she just, you know, couldn't move, couldn't sit. Is there a way of someone becoming pregnant? Even though you can't see the
thing. That apparently happens all the time with this hybridization program. Yvonne, take it away.
Yeah, they do. Women do find themselves pregnant. And then about 3 months later, they find themselves no longer pregnant. The fetus is taken. And the doctors really don't have an explanation for it. I mean, they'll say, oh, the body absorbed it, you know, it's a spontaneous abortion. But there are many, many cases of this. And eventually, the woman will be taken aboard. She'll be abducted again, taken aboard the ship, and be shown that baby and be told that that baby is theirs and they need to show it love in order for it to survive. I have hundreds of cases like this, Helen.
If there's a hybridization program going on, Yvonne, what are they doing with the offspring? Are they bringing it to their planet? Do they need life forms? I always thought, this is my theory from years ago, I always thought that what they were doing was creating a hybrid human race to bring back to this planet when they're ready to get rid of all of us.
Yeah, that's a horrible thought.
You can't throw that out though.
No, you can't. You can't because, you know, are they doing that to replace us? Are they still going to need us? Our DNA or you know, blood, hair, everything, you know, skin samples to keep going.
Let's go to Joe, Monterey, California. Take it away, Joseph.
Thank you, George. To answer your question, the hybrids are walking around. They usually have a human, like a teacher, to teach them different human
traits.
Yeah, traits, how to behave, you know, show them the ropes, so to speak, so they could fit in and they could grow as a human being. And I know one. Okay, put it that way.
You know a hybrid or a teacher?
Hybrid and teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You don't know what's walking around. As far as the work you do, I do a wide spectrum of healing works, and a small part of it is what you do. Abduction, different types of abductions. Sometimes they're abducted from the astral, not necessarily physical, but astral, and they have implants there too on the astral plane. So people can be abducted and not even know. But in your case, you can work with your clients by bringing, as a hypnotherapist, you can bring them into an alpha state and not necessarily bring them back to the point in their body. You bring them back as an observer to the experience, not
sure.
as the person themselves, and you will avoid a lot of trauma that way. Also, doing this, I don't know if you work with, you don't work with higher beings of any kind, angels and stuff. Before
no,
you do,
no.
Okay. So I'm a lot more advanced in that way. I usually call if it's an abduction. If I'm going to deal with ETs, I could handle that. I don't have to have too much of a, I won't have much of a problem. But I usually bring like guides and angels, and there are beings on the astral, interdimensional beings. There are beings in the other worlds. I call upon them to help in protection, so that the client can view what's going on. We could intervene in that if necessary, and that's a good idea, and work with the trauma of the past as it was happening. Psychologists would say, well, this is the greatest thing. We should be doing this, the actual event itself, the trauma point, so that you could heal back then, and the person that you work, the client, can talk to himself or herself, and you as well can communicate. You may not be psychic enough to see him, but they can hear you. And you guide them through. You tell them what was going on and that there is help, and you could introduce them to the help they need back then. It might defer a lot of pain and may protect them as well. You can also eventually teach them how to protect themselves. This is so widespread that it would boggle the mind.
Yes. Thank you so much. Very interesting.
Good feedback. Now, tell us about this Zoom event you've got coming up.
Okay. Well, I have the therapist training.
Yes.
Coming up, and this will be in person in June 3rd at the Marriott in Burbank.
Okay, so you're not going to do any Zooming too for people who might want to sign up for it, but they live out of state.
We're not doing not for the training, but I do the Zoom support group sessions every third Sunday of the month.
Good for you. Charlie, Chester, New Jersey. Hello, Charlie. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, George, for taking my call.
Sure thing, Charlie.
Yvonne, I think alien abductions are an indication that there is spirit warfare going on around us. They are part of the eternal battle of good versus evil. That's my theory on
what do you think of that,
the
Yvonne?
Abductions.
Good versus evil. Possible?
Well, of course, you know, possible. I have not regarded the alien beings as being evil.
It's a cookbook. Go home, right?
Well, they do. You know, they're carrying out, as I mentioned before, their agenda. It causes pain. It causes trauma. People always say, are they good? Are they bad? Are they evil? black and white, but I don't ever regard them as being evil, but I also don't regard them as being our guardian angels, that they're going to swoop down here and save us from ourselves. So.
Next up, we've got Barry on the wild card line. Where is he? Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello, Bear.
You got that right, George. How's it going, buddy?
I'm fine. Hope you're feeling good.
I am. I'm feeling terrific, and I haven't had any of those near-death experiences in months now.
Good. You don't want any.
You got that right. Hey, listen, I heard you just talking. I was telling Tommy about it, about people that disappear all the time.
Yep. Well,
George, I don't know if you remember me talking to you one night about the Appalachian Trail, just 2 hours from me in Rock Hill, up in the mountains of Asheville and so forth. Anyway, I was talking with a game warden one day at one of the pullouts on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and he said he was a game warden or an official on the Appalachian Trail. Well, I baited him along a little bit, and all of a sudden I hit him with the question, "Hey, tell me what you know about all the people that disappear on the Appalachian Trail, just disappear." And he clammed up. He got scared and nervous acting. I said, "Tell me." He said, "All I know is I believe something's happening to him because I've talked to people that have been wandering around up there for years looking for their lost loved ones."
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So
something's happening, whether it's a portal or what.
I think I saw a video or something, a documentary about the Appalachian Trail, I think, and disappearances. But it could be, George, who knows? It's not just there. It's in all these other places. And that's what's so disturbing.
And they may not be taken by ETs. They could be stumbling into some other portal or dimension accidentally, and they can't find their way back.
Exactly. That, can you imagine? That's a disturbing thought. But people, it's a fact. People are disappearing, and who knows? I hope they come back. I feel really bad for the families.
Absolutely. Your website, would you spell it out to people, Yvonne?
Hypnotherapist, YvonneSmith.com.
And you spell your name Yvonne, right?
Right, yes. And my information, my contact information is on there if you want to fill out a questionnaire. If you have any questions at all, please email me. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And I'd be happy to get back to you. It might take a day or two because I get a lot of emails per day, but I will be happy to get back to you.
And your book's still available?
On Amazon, Chosen, and that's the updated one with the white cover, and then the Mass Abduction Coronado. They're both on Amazon.
How many books do you have out there now?
Right now there's two. The very first one that I did of Chosen is out of print now, but I've updated it. And then look for the Zero Anniversary book that will be coming out later this year. We don't quite have a title for it yet, but it's going to be all about Zero and the 30th anniversary and all the different cases and about the members. And there'll be plenty of drawings, and we'll have videos attached to it and so forth. So I'm excited. And, lots to do. We have a lot of work to do. But thank you so much, George, for presenting this on your show and about the therapist.
Absolutely, Yvonne. Thank you, too. We appreciate it. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then. Be safe, everyone.